Dave Obey says the stimulus bill that he helped write in the House Appropriations Committee is getting a bad rap. This week, Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, called the stimulus a failure because unemployment has risen to over 8%. Obey says without the stimulus, the jobless figures would have been much worse.
That isn't the first time that what Senator Cornyn has said is absolute nonsense. I stated at the time that I expected unemployment to go well above 10%. The question was whether it would go even higher than that.
Obey also blamed Republican-affiliated organizations for the loud protests that have greeted lawmakers at health care forums. Obey says the groups are deliberately trying to shut down dialogue and debate.
In my view, it's thuggery. It's disgraceful. You have a tiny cadre of hardcore right-wing activists who are willing to destroy the process on a daily basis in order to get their way and embarrass their opposition.
The veteran Democrat says he thinks a health care bill with a public insurance option will pass the House, but not the Senate, because of Republican opposition.
I think the Senate rules that require 60 votes are ridiculous. Only in the United States Senate can you get a majority of votes and lose. So if they could find a way to use reconciliation to accomplish what we want to accomplish, I'd be a very happy man.
Obey wants Democratic leaders in the Senate to use the reconciliation process to pass a bill, even if it gets only 50 votes and no Republican support. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.